ha richiamato e ci ha portato al cuore della discussione di oggi il tema dell'agenda italiana. Tra poco ci collegheremo via Skype col ministro Triglia, il quale, in continuità con i documenti che Balducci ha citato, il 25 di settembre, quindi pochi giorni fa, ha riunito il CIPU, il Comitato Interministeriale per le Politiche Urbane, che abbiamo costituito, dico abbiamo perché c'ero anch'io, ero in Parlamento, nello scorso anno, proprio per darci quello che l'Europa ci chiede e che adesso Vladislav Piskos ci ricorderà, e cioè un'agenda urbana nazionale. E Carlo Triglia, che oltre a essere ministro è anche un apprezzato docente, ricercatore in queste materie, nel suo intervento parlava esattamente di quello che Balducci ci ha ricordato, e cioè delle città come luogo di innovazione, dicendo che nella epoca del post-fordismo l'innovazione non è più quella che si fa nei centri di ricerca e sviluppo delle aziende, ma l'innovazione diventa un esperimento sociale che si svolge in primo luogo nelle città. In un qualche modo anche Smart City Exhibition e SAIE ne sono una testimonianza. Ci sono alcuni importantissimi settori produttivi che ormai guardano alle città con grande interesse e quindi possono davvero queste città essere al centro di una politica e di un'agenda urbana. Ora noi chiediamo a Vladislav Piskos, a cui do la parola, di raccontarci un po' l'esperienza dell'agenda urbana europea e di che cosa l'Europa si aspetta da noi. Prego.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vitali. Thank you very much for inviting European Commission to this important conference. I'm really pleased to be here and congratulate organizers to have this discussion about smart cities, about European urban agenda, about Italian urban agenda. And this is in the right time. I'm coming from the Directorate General, which was called Directorate General for Regional Policy, but since last November the name has been changed. This is Directorate General for Regional and Urban Policy, and this is the recognition of importance of urban development also at the European level. Commissioner Johannes Hahn, whom you are going to listen very soon on video message, when he took the office, he declared that he would like to be very much supporting cities. And close to the end of his term, he could tell that he kept his promise. President of the European Commission, Mr. Barroso, has asked our Commissioner to ensure better coherence and synergy between various urban-related initiatives of the European Commission. We have at the Commission level some sort of inter-service group on urban development, where all Directorate General who are dealing with urban matters, they come together and they try to ensure the coherence. I am pleased to listen that in Italy there is more attention now to the requirements of the urban development, where the various ministries are looking carefully about the urban development. I was very pleased to listen to Mr. Balducci. 2 years ago, my unit has led preparation of the report Cities of Tomorrow. This exercise involved 50 best European urbanists, and Professor Balducci was one of them. And the report has found a very positive response. We have been asked to translate this report in some exotic languages like Chinese or Japanese. And today, Cities of Tomorrow report is one of the basic reference documents on urban development. We have seen from Professor Balducci's presentation that Europe is very much urbanized continent, and this is clear that cities are places where problems converge, like social deprivation, spatial polarization, high emission of CO2, but also solution could be found. So more and more people agree that the development of our cities will determine the future of economic, social, environmental, and territorial development of the European Union. Cities have the potential to link innovation system to social system and speed up the implementation of the Europe 2020 and ensure that it will become truly smart, sustainable, and inclusive. Cities can therefore be seen as an agent of change. To reach our ambitious climate targets, we have to rely on cities' potential to radical systemic change. To cater for growing migration flows and address social exclusion, we need to rely on cities' social innovation capacity. To redesign transport systems, we have to address the role of cars in urban areas, the pleasure to walk and to bike, the aesthetic of public spaces and quality of life in cities. I like very much what the Danish architect Jan Grell is telling, that cities should be people's friendly, not cars friendly. I think this is true, this is right. Europe has a lot of experience, and many countries from around the world are coming to European cities to learn from their experience. President Barroso has signed an agreement with the Prime Minister of China on urbanization. China is very much interested in the experience of the European cities, and in November there will be a summit in China where representatives of several European cities will go and present their experience with urban development. Mr. Vitali mentioned about the urban agenda. Urban development, urban policy is not in the competence of the European Union. The principle of subsidiarity says that the decision on urban development is taken at the lower level. But regardless of this, because cities are important, so important, the European Union, European Commission is for many years involved in supporting cities. And we have developed for more than 20 years the programs supporting urban development, and we are going to do more in the future. You know that proposal for the future cohesion policy have been prepared for a long time. One of the basic document in preparation of this proposal was a report of the group of experts led by Professor Fabrizio Barca. And you will find in the proposal for the next programming period of the cohesion policy much stronger territorial approach, which resulted from this Barca report. And for the future cohesion policy, we promote integrated territorial approach in number of ways. First of all, we have the common strategic framework at the European level and the partnership agreement at national level covering all European funds and setting out the key territorial challenges. What is for the European Commission important that the programming documents which member states present, they should first of all identify what is the problem, where the problem is located, what are key territorial challenges, and only after this is identified how the use of funds may help to deal with this problem. This is different approach compared to past. Very often in the past we have had the approach, okay, we have this amount of money, let's talk how we are going to spend this money. Now I would like to tell a little bit about the role of cohesion policy for urban development. It's obvious that we have much stronger urban dimension in the proposal for the next cohesion policy. Cohesion policy is our main development policy, and it is concentrated on the key priorities of Europe 2020. We propose to concentrate spending on a limited number of priorities. This was the problem in the past. We have dispersed resources on various priorities, and at the end of the day, when somebody has asked the question, what really you have achieved with the structural funds, with those 350 billion euro, and very often it was very difficult to provide the answer, besides the kilometers of highways or number of jobs created. So we propose for the next programming period that 80% of the funds should be invested in the area of research, innovation, support for small, medium-sized enterprises, and the shift to low-carbon economy. We have proposed special focus of cohesion policy on urban development. The urban development should be fostered through integrated investment strategies, allowing for a more strategic and holistic approach. In addition, urban development should be supported through specific investment priorities linked to Europe 2020 strategy and its objective of smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth. We propose a set of investment priorities aligning public funding in urban areas on the core strategic priorities of the European Union. Those investment priorities include promotion of more resource-efficient, greener, and more competitive economy through low-carbon strategies for urban areas and energy efficiency measures in public buildings and the housing sector, as well as sustainable urban mobility. We are proposing also more functional approach in line with what Professor Balducci presented, that problems are not respecting administrative border. And Commission is proposing the possibility to address the program. The program should address the functional territories. So the intervention in urban areas might be on the neighborhood level or metropolitan level. Concerning financial resources, we have proposed that 5% of regional funds should be dedicated for sustainable integrated urban development strategies, with the condition that cities should be empowered to select projects. The city should be in the driver's seat for this 5%. We are also proposing a small budget of 330 million euro to experiment with innovative solution on urban development. As you may know, we proposed the implementation of sustainable urban development actions with the use of integrated territorial investment. This integrated territorial investment is a delivery instrument linked to the formulation of a territorial approach and could be very useful to face place-specific challenges through integrated territorial strategies, also in functional areas. You may know LEADER approach, community-led local development in rural areas. Commission has proposed to extend this approach, bottom-up approach, also for regional fund and European Social Fund. And this could be important method in those areas where normal traditional methods are not efficient. We are also very much proposing to strengthen the city's networking. It is very important that cities should have possibility to learn from each other. For that reason, we were proposing to have urban development network, which will be an instrument to foster political dialogue on urban policies with cities and between cities. You may know program URBACT, which is the cities networking program, which is very successful. We are proposing to increase the budget of this program in order to allow more cities to benefit. At the European Union level, we want to promote integrated, holistic approach to urban development. When somebody is talking about smart cities and is limiting only to those three sectors, transport, energy, and ICT, we are telling this is not enough. You should take into account what also your minister told this morning, also social aspect, like a digital divide and so on. So I think this is important. I have mentioned several times urban agenda, and I would like to tell you that our commissioner is very much dedicated to advance in the reflection about European urban agenda. It is more and more recognized that European policies will not succeed without strong involvement of cities. And second, European policies should take into account specific requirements of cities. With those two objectives, our commissioner will, in next month to come, initiate the dialogue with the stakeholders about European urban agenda. So I would like to finish here, and I would like to wish Italy to be successful in making use of this ambitious urban agenda and ambitious urban agenda of the cohesion policy. Thank you very much for your attention.
Bene, grazie tantissimo a Mr. Piskors per il suo discorso che ci ha ulteriormente incoraggiato lungo la strada dell'agenda urbana. Non dimentichiamo che l'Italia ha la responsabilità di presiedere da partire